Hey guys, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Bevel and Tristan Walker and the amazing squad of melanin warriors over there on the West Coast making awesome things for people. Curly hair and sensitive skin, folks like me with a little chocolate up in our blood, you know. Listen, it's an amazing, amazing product. It works. It does what it says. So many of you have been, actually someone sent me, I think, a photo today of themselves actually in the middle of shaving with it. So I'm happy to see you guys using it. It's great for a gift. It's great for yourself. It's great for, you know, if you want to get rid of that facial hair now because it's too hot for all this shit. So go on over to getbevel.com right now and use code THEREAD at checkout. Save 20% off your first month of that Bevel subscription. It's awesome. Let's move on.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is also brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need an online hub for your business or if you just want to start a blog to keep your hobby going, Squarespace is perfect. They provide everything you need to build whatever you need beautifully. And best of all, your site will be mobile ready from the moment you start using Squarespace. That's very important because so many people only access the internet through a mobile device, and you'll be ready thanks to Squarespace. You can start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com. Offer code READ. Squarespace. Set your website apart. And now let's start the show.
William the Cat! Yes! Oh! Yes! Oh! 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 Yes!
Bitch, your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand?
Oh, how the motherfucking tables have turned that once more. I knew it would not be long
first
before
of all,
I retook the throne.
First of all,
atop
first
sitting,
of all,
perched where I belong.
My phone is on vibrate.
Mine is on do not disturb.
It's on vibrate.
Mine doesn't even ring.
This
it
week,
doesn't even
this
ring.
This week.
Yours just
this
vroom,
week.
Vroom,
this week. First of all, vroom. That's money calling. Just, so you need
that's
to
fine.
Just worry about
it's
what
not,
you're doing.
No one ever asked,
thank
oh, is
you.
It money calling, girl? It's just, oh, your phone is ringing.
Anyway.
Damn, in the middle of something where it ain't supposed to ring. I
just
knew you would be back,
the
friend.
Whole entire...
I knew you would be back. I'm so proud of you.
As I was trying to say, bitch, your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand?
I didn't say I was leaving.
Shut up! Now, all you hoes, come in here and sit down. I want to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Anybody thinking about leaving here is gonna find my left foot square up their ass. Do you understand it? Shut up, you junkie whore! Now, those two bitches that left better learn to sell
oh
pussy.
Oh my god, yes,
Iceland.
Yes, I knew it, I knew it!
Because if I ever see them again, I'm gonna cut their fucking throats.
I knew it.
Hey.
I knew it, finally.
We are family.
Yes, Dorinda.
And that's what we're gonna stay. Now, I got important business out there today. And when I call you, I want you to come out there and shake your asses proper. You hear? Huh? Now, get out there and make it look good. And Raquel, take that fucking jacket off. Move it.
I'm so impressed with how you know the whole scene.
That is a classic black film.
It is, but I didn't see it till I was super old.
Yeah, I was grown when I saw Truck Diner,
yeah,
but...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I said
but
what it
when
was.
I did.
Damn it.
Well, I already knew it, thankfully.
No, I was supposed to... It's supposed to be like a guessing game for everyone.
Shout
but anyway, that was
who told
super
me last
easy.
Week. Yeah, a million niggas told me last week that apparently I missed Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come is...
I feel like I maybe saw that once.
You had to have at least seen bits and pieces of that movie. It is so fucking
yeah,
funny.
I've seen it.
Oh, God. That whole movie is
it's
hilarious.
Not that old, right? It came out
Jesus
in 2000.
I want to say
2001. Yeah. 2001.
Yeah. So good. Jada, Toni Braxton was in it.
Oh, that Whoopi. Was my freshman year in college, so I didn't really have money to go to the movies like that. So.
Oh, I never saw Kingdom Come in the movies. I saw it when my daddy randomly bought the shit on DVD, and I was like, what is this?
I'll find it. Oh, it looks like it's on Amazon. So
who brought this?
Maybe I'll stream it,
it was
and
really
catch
good.
Up on my blackness.
You can rent it on YouTube, apparently, for like $3.
I saw YouTube doing that now. I said YouTube is just trying to get with the program, child. They see the rest of these girls going in the streaming direction.
They're
like, you
know
well,
what? Why not me too?
I think that they're doing now on mobile devices where you could upgrade your YouTube account. type and be able to play videos in the background or even when your phone goes to sleep. Because you know you can't do that now on your phone.
Play videos in the background?
Like, you know how if you find a video on the YouTube app or whatever and you just want to play it, like for the song or whatever, if you exit out the YouTube app or if your phone goes to sleep, then the song will stop playing, the video will stop. But if you pay $3 or whatever for this upgraded account, then it won't.
Bitch, please. They can have $3 in my ass.
YouTube is trying to stay current.
The answer is no.
Well,
folks, this week I'm Dorinda, a.k.a. Nichelle Nichols.
And I am Allison Felix.
And this is The Read.
Once more.
Who?
I said once more.
No, who were you?
Allison Felix, the track girl, American track runner who won something. It's actually such a long-ass list of black women who dominated at the Olympics. It's kind of getting difficult to keep up with all of you.
Yeah, I'm tired because, you know, I'm so happy for each and every one of you black folk. But, we did the shit last week, and then I went home, and they're like, we've got 17 more because... And I'm like, okay, shit, I can't keep up.
Yeah, I think she has 2 golds and a silver, maybe. I don't know, but...
Is she one of the 3 black queens that all took the top?
And I need to go back and rewatch the track and field events because black people literally from all the countries were just like, this is totally us. Like, no one else will win anything. I think black women, black female teams won the silver, gold, and bronze at the Olympics this year for whatever the fuck event. So I'm Allison Felix today.
Awesome.
Yes. Go black girls.
Well, while we're on the subject for black excellence, then just touch back on the Olympics really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby Douglas, while you hoes are mad, will be one of the judges of the Miss America pageant.
Oh, Lord.
So you can absolutely stick that in your pipe, your vape, your bong, and you can light it up and smoke it.
Trash. Yes.
And just stay upset.
Congratulations, sis.
Also, someone by the name of KCM sent me this story on thereadblack@gmail.com where you can go and submit black excellence stories. And I thought this one was fantastic. There's a woman in Chicago by the name of June Revis, I want to say her name is. She was working at some place where she said she got an email from her boss that said they needed to basically stop wearing cultural head wraps.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, girl.
She said, so my boss didn't like me wearing my hair in a ponytail every day. That it was unprofessional.
Really?
Wearing a headscarf. And so, apparently this was a place that didn't really have a strong dress code. They were told that they could kind of dress however they wanted to as long as things were clean. But then all of a sudden, June is coming in with her hair wrapped up or in a little ponytail or tied up in the back, giving you a little nod or what have you, and they weren't seeing it. So what Mama decided to do was come to work and cosplay every single day. Now, quick reminder, cosplay, I think, means costume play.
I was gonna say, it's when you dress up as stuff from anime, right?
Not anime specifically, but it's, you can dress up as anything from
anything,
anime,
in a costume?
Movies, books, usually just popular culture. It can be, you can dress up as Louise from Bob's Burgers, and that's cosplay. I don't think that Beyonce would count as cosplay because Beyonce is a real person.
Oh.
I think that cosplay usually just kind of goes for fictional characters, but I could be wrong too. It's a huge thing.
Okay.
But either way, for example, June came to work dressed as Spock from Star Trek.
Okay.
The Invisible Woman from the Fantastic Four. Black Canary Storm, Harry Potter costumes, Teen Titans costumes, like all of these different costumes and things that still fit the guidelines of whatever the dress code was. So I just want to go ahead and give June, this beautiful brown woman, black excellence.
Yes, congratulations.
Because not only is that just as defiant as I like for black shit to be, but it was hilarious. So go ahead and check it out. I read this on the Daily Mail.
So that was more acceptable to her job than her wearing a damn head wrap?
I mean, because what are you going to say?
That's true. Like, just like, man.
And I'm sure that somebody, if she hasn't already been scolded or suspended or something dumb for it, then it will be coming because now people know that her boss tried it. But either way, we've got your back, girl. That shit was hilarious. So, this week, Shade and Full. You know, listen. So, I think that a lot of the stories this week are actually kind of good. Like, positive.
What?
One, two. Okay, at least three positive stories.
Whose news you've been reading? This sounds different. Yeah. Is Ryan Lochte on your list?
Ooh. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was like Lochte, Loch Monster, Lochte, Latte. I said locked.
I'm pretty
inside.
Sure it's Lochte.
But yes. Either way, we can talk about that lying asshole later. Is that your read?
No, it isn't. I just remember it happening like probably 20 minutes after we left the studio last week. Like,
I didn't
would
even...
have been nice if this had dropped even just 2 hours earlier.
Well, it's not my read either, and it's not in the hot topics, but we can absolutely
it is what it is, so maybe we'll just mention it at some point.
So, okay, look, first of all, very great news for me anyway. I read today that Martin Lawrence is going to be airing his first stand-up special in like 14 years or something crazy like that. It's supposed to come on Showtime on September 9th. Apparently, Martin was on tour this summer, and nobody told me because the universe hates me, and so do y'all.
Okay.
So thanks for that. But, you know, God looked out.
Did he?
Because I will be able to watch it on Showtime. This is something that I'm incredibly excited about. Martin Lawrence is one of my favorite comedians.
Mm.
He's legendary. He's an icon.
He is.
And I can't wait to see this.
And I am so happy for you. I can feel your joy, and I want you to enjoy this moment. Like, I feel I am not feeling similarly. I personally do not give a single damn about Martin Lawrence, but not this stand-up. And I ain't heard one word about that nigga being on tour at all. I mean, I ain't seen not a Snapchat, not an Instagram post, not a hashtag. But it's okay. I mean, I think really my issue, I don't have an issue with Martin Lawrence, like the comedian himself. I think it's just when I go back and watch Martin, it's like part of it is like, oh, you know, my childhood or whatever. And then part of it is like, this nigga is really trash. Like, Martin is really a fuck nigga. He really is. Like, he's selfish and dumb and self-centered and
spoiled. Are you talking about the character, Martin?
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. So when you talk about Martin, that's what I'm thinking of, like the character from the show and not necessarily the person. But I haven't seen any of Martin's like stand-up actual comedy in forever. So
that's the story. That's what I'm talking about. It's been a very long time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Where is the confusion coming from? Is it because I think it's because you still have your sunglasses on. Maybe you're not understanding me.
You know what? I still have my sunglasses on because you've brought so much shade in the room.
That doesn't make
that
sense.
I felt like I might as well just add to it.
I mean, I do bring shade into the room, but that makes the room darker, friend. Not brighter.
I thought I would add to it.
I'm just saying, shades. When you mention Martin, I'd be like, oh, that nigga was so dumb on his show. But I'm going to let, you know, this whatever stand
up. Oh, you're
trying
to be cute,
fine. Today. No, I'm not. Why would that be the case?
Well, here's something great for you then, friend.
And didn't he do something crazy with, what's her name?
Oh, my God.
It don't
all
matter.
Right.
Just tell me.
I'm just the worst. I just like things and people that are trash and terrible.
Not at all.
I have terrible taste in
what
everything that
me?
Has anything to do
I
with
want,
life.
I would love to hear my news. Is it about Young and Nerd?
So, no, it is not about your favorite lesbian rapper. John Legend is working on a new show. Apparently John Legend is the one who, I guess, produces that show Underground that y'all love, which is exciting for you guys.
Damn!
No, I'm not shading the show. I just don't watch it. And
yeah.
So I keep hearing really, really great things about it. So I'm glad that y'all like it.
Yes.
And I just saw that I think Jessica said she's going to be on season
oh,
two,
is she
so.
Really? Oh, yay.
I may suffer through it just because I very much like her, but...
Yeah, I know, but how you feel about...
My,
yeah,
I get it. Like it.
John Legend has produced a lot of documentaries and stuff about black people over the past few years that have really been good. Some on HBO and stuff like that, so...
Well, his next one is going to be about Black Wall Street and the story of...
Yes!
Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood.
That's right.
One of the wealthiest black... neighborhoods.
Really? Can you stay awake?
In the early 20th century America.
Don't do Black Wall Street like this.
So excited for you.
I mean, Tika, that's Tulsa Sumter. History. I've known that all my life.
You know what? Maybe I will watch this underground show because I respect John Legend. And then now he's working with Tika Sumter on this as well. And, you know, Tika's in it. And, you know, I just respect so many of these people. So,
yeah,
maybe I will give
it a try. I think you
should.
I definitely want to see how he talks about the race riot because that's going to be...
Hate.
It was just a calculated attack by white people on wealthier black people in their neighborhood. So... It'll be cool to see.
Well, you know, folks, brace yourself for White Anger whenever that drops.
As tired as you are.
I think it's supposed to be on the same network, WGN.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for that. I'm actually really excited to see how that one turns out because I'd imagine that they're not all going to have chains around their neck or be running through swamps or whatever. Like, I just am so tired.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not at all. I think the race riot was in the 20s.
Yes, it was.
So... Nah.
So, further good news. USA Today writes, "Life imitates Drumline. Nick Cannon is going back. Nick Cannon is going to Howard University."
And he can't read? Or what? How is it imitating Drumline?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that was their attempt to shade or them trying to be funny or whatever.
He's going, like, but for real, he's going to get a degree?
He's going to school. He said, "It's something I've always wanted to do, and I truly feel like it's the next stage of my life. Entertainment is outstanding, but I truly want to utilize my voice. I want to be part of the community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." So this nigga's going to sit in classes and stuff like that and,
wow,
you know, be able to actually afford his tuition. Congrats.
Yeah. You know, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. Going to school when you could just write a check for tuition every semester and not have to pay back this bitch Sally Mae for the next 40 years of your life. You know, why not? That's just what happens when you have nothing else to do. Nothing but money and time.
Maybe he's just trying to get closer to the Wild and Out audience to see what it is they really want in the program. Because, you know, that's the college children.
Okay.
That is their entire...
Yes.
He's going to have, like, Wild and Out pep rallies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to have, like, a whole entire Teen Nick musical shot on the campus and, like... all that stuff. I'm joking.
No, he has to be in the union and shit and pick up the vibes of the young people and all that. You're right. It's all method research.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting for him. And I think that's a great move. It's a very inspiring move. He's got two kids. And so that's awesome.
Look at this streak of positivity coming from you. This is just so nice.
Amber Rose is starting her own management company. It will be called Mova Management. That is M.
I know it is. I know. Don't say V. Oh, God. Don't say A.
A. Period. Mova Management. She has already found her first client, apparently, who was someone by the name of Tori Hughes. Tori Hughes' Instagram bio says public figure / actress / model. Tori has 2.2 million followers. So, ladies, if you would like to, you know, live your life the Baller Alert way, you better reach for the stars. And by the stars, I mean Mother Man.
I just cannot see it. Amber Rose.
The place where Instagram girls go to shine.
I mean, and I'm really trying to find the bio on this girl. It literally says, "Tori has been featured on Nick Cannon's show Wild and Out."
Is it Wild and Out
one
girl?
Of the bottle girls? Right.
I'm assuming.
Isn't Nick Cannon Amber Rose's manager?
I think so.
So this all sounds like it's all related. This is Nick Cannon's management company.
It just seems like, you know, if you would like...
Oh, now I see. This girl looks...
If you like to host parties in the Valley...
Yeah.
Sign up.
Exactly. She looks like one of those girls.
If bottle service is the life you're trying to live out
that's
here,
that's your calling. That's your calling.
You should just go ahead and get with it. Mm-hmm. Amber.
What is she managing her? Like, what is she going to groom this girl into being?
What are you going to do with them?
What kind of career can Amber Rose guide you into? What? Who thinks I really need to sign up under Amber Rose's tutelage and learn Amber Rose's secrets to the game?
Truthfully, I feel like if you are, you know, fortunate enough to sign on the dotted line over there at MUVA Management, at the very least, you know, the 3 times out of the year that you actually do see Amber, you'll probably also be around somebody who can pay your bills. So, really, the truth of the matter here is that, you know,
no,
her clientele is going to undoubtedly be filled with women who have a game plan.
Yes.
And working is not part of that game plan.
That's right. Not at all.
So, you know, I'm not mad. You know, you got to pay these bills one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that everybody out here knows how condoms work and what pregnancy is and, you know, heartache. And so I just hope that these ladies, you know, choose wise choices and that.
Because this is just one step above the Cynthia Bailey model school of taking pictures. It's just one step. It's not much better. Your career is going to go to the same place.
It's absolutely better than the Cynthia Bailey model.
No, I won't. I won't allow that. I won't accept that. I'm looking at this girl's Instagram, and she might as well be the spokesperson for it. It's all the same. Okay. Wow, 2.2, and she literally does nothing.
It's not hard to have millions of followers on Instagram if you're fine as hell.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fine, fine woman.
Yes.
What?
I'm still.
And also, you can purchase them. But I'm not going to say that she purchased them because I don't know that young woman. So I'm not going to, you know, do that. But I know you can still get those numbers, make them, you know, however you do that.
Right.
I think Visa, MasterCard, Amex.
But like, seriously, legitimately, what is Amber Rose going to show you how to do? Other than, are you just going to be pretty professionally? Is that it? Like,
I'm just imagining, you know, like lavish brunches with rosé and like a Dippin' Dots bar.
Bitch.
And then like
something that's like fake classy.
Afterwards, she's going to be like, you know, just hang out with me and like a Philly accent or wherever she's from.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go to like a strip club or some club afterwards. And that's where you have to get to scouting. Now, she's not going to like tell you to scout right out. You know, she's not going to open her mouth and tell you, now get to looking for these niggas. She's just going to put you in the right space and observe, and hopefully you know what to do. Amber Rose is not going to get you a feature film. Like, those things are not going to happen.
No.
And so I think really it's just about putting you in the place to meet a nigga who will buy you.
Who will get you to where you're trying to be in life.
Absolutely.
That's right. You trying to get courtside, girl. You got goals. You trying to get out them rafters, and I understand.
Speaking of being bald and blonde, Frank Ocean's album came out.
Oh, God. Did you watch the movie?
You know, so here's the thing about that. I told myself when I heard about whatever it was that I wasn't going to do it because I just have zero interest in watching Frank Ocean's trade build a staircase.
That is
our
not.
Friend, confidant.
Okay.
Muse.
So you decided against it.
I did not watch that.
Okay.
And so no, I did not do that. I'm thinking like when you say like a visual album, I'm thinking about
Beyonce.
Because that was a visual album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like this was like, here are the visuals for these songs.
Right.
That seems like something that you would have done as like a release part. Like, you know, like I feel like that was something you would have invited niggas to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'm going to play my album and you guys can watch this man build these stairs that he got at IKEA or at Walmart. Whatever. He's going to build a ladder or we're going to play music and all y'all high anyway because you like me. So who even cares? Why would I watch that? Is that something you're supposed to just play in the background while you, like, clean up or something?
I turned it on for a little bit, but then it just looked like sad gay boys in makeup sitting around outside being fake deep and like,
wait, what?
I just got that. I think I saw a visual of Frank Ocean just in like some really dramatic eyeliner sitting down outside.
Okay,
on, like,
so that was something else, I think.
Wait, are we talking about the whole big long video thing that came out a couple days before Blonde did?
Yes. Okay. Is that, aren't you talking about like a video?
Is there more than one version of it? Jesus.
Okay.
I don't know what. Have you listened to the album then?
I have not listened to any of it.
Okay.
I listened to approximately 4 or 5 seconds of a Frank Ocean song, and that was when I popped open a video that Trina was in.
Okay.
Because I woke up one day and everybody said, the baddest bitch is in this Frank Ocean video. And I said, Trina, let me go look. And of course, Trina was in it. He said something about the Slip and Slide Dynasty. And then Trina popped up. And I actually, you know, I really enjoy that.
Yes.
Respecting the actual baddest bitch and respecting what Slip and Slide in Miami-Dade County Trina has done, not only for the world, but for the music game.
That's right.
And so I appreciated that part. I have not heard anything else.
Recognize the contributions, you know, because they're important.
And I heard Andre 3000's on it.
Yeah, so I listened to the whole thing all the way through once. I heard Andre 3000's verse. It's great, like it always is. Like, that's just, that nigga is nothing if not consistent. But the whole album itself, I really don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm into Frank Ocean and his weirdness and his metaphors and, you know, his sentences that are kind of disjointed and whatever. Like, I'm all about it. I thought Channel Orange was great, but this I don't really get. Like,
so is this not the same thing as Endless? It's, Endless is the film.
Right. No, Endless and this I don't think are the same thing, although I did not finish Endless, so maybe they are. But this...
I did not start.
The only thing I really... And I'm confused as to why the album art says Blonde without the E, but then the title of the album is Blonde with the E.
That confuses me as well.
Is that like a sign of bisexuality or something? Like the male and female, like, versions of the word?
I'm like androgyny is,
yeah,
what I was
like,
thinking.
Oh, I'm both, man. I'm the E and I'm like, without the
I'm
E.
Not defined. Yeah. You can't define me.
I'm just out here. I'm just matter.
Like,
all just
gender
matter
means
space.
Nothing. I don't know. I really was confused.
That's what I'm saying. I'm normally with like his deep, you know, alternative black weirdo shit or whatever. I just don't know how I feel about the actual sound of this music. But I'm going to listen to it again a couple more times.
I told myself, you know what? I'm going to let this album cool off. Like, it's too hot right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's too hype and excited and talking about all of this and giving their opinions and 2 cents and asking questions. And it's just been too long. There's been too much hype around it. I feel like I need to just let it cool off. Let everybody start talking about some other bullshit.
Yeah.
And then just go ahead and sneak in and listen so I can have a completely unbiased, clear, detoxed opinion about Francine's new album. But I'm really hoping for the best. And, you know, at the end of the day, you respected Trina enough.
That's really all that matters to you.
Who she is.
And that's all this
and
shit
so,
can. Yeah.
You know, you're great in my book, forever and always.
I don't think you're going to listen to it more than once. Actually, I would be surprised if you listen to it all the way through. I feel like you will turn it off before it's halfway done.
Maybe. I like much weirder things than you do.
I know, that's true. But this Frank Ocean is, I don't know, man. It's a lot of feelings. It's a lot of just like sounds. I think you're supposed to just kind of feel shit in the music. And I don't know. I'm just trying to warn you. Because I want, you know, I'm a Frank Ocean fan. I like wanted to love it, but I think it's going to have to grow on me. Why are you staring at me like this?
Sure. Anyway, so that's something that happens. So I'm super happy for y'all.
Congratulations, Frank, though, on releasing the album.
Apparently, Tamar Braxton called the police on her husband.
Oh, girl.
So there's some rumor that Tamar Braxton fired her husband, Vince, who's supposed to also be her manager. And then they got into some fight at a hotel in Atlanta, and he bit her finger.
He bit her finger?
That's what the 911 call man said.
Oh, are you serious?
So I guess someone who worked at the hotel called 911 and said that she claims he bit his finger, bit her finger.
Oh, my God.
He was gone by the time they called, you know, 12, and they sent dispatch over to go and survey the scene.
Like, bit it off. What kind of childish shit? You bit her finger, nigga?
I'm imagining that Tamar got upset and probably, like, jumped on his back or something.
And he was like, bitch, if you'll get your crazy ass
or whatever. And he was like, get, because I just don't.
She was probably maybe digging into his face or something. Like, I don't know. I need to see the video.
Yeah, release that beautiful bean footage.
That's right. The people deserve to see it. We know what happened.
How did he just bite your finger? That didn't make any sense.
Oh, Tamar. Shenanigans of those who don't have nothing else better to do. That's what this is.
But Tamar, that's something that happened.
I was about to say, are you finna lie on Tamar and give her more than what she's got?
No, I was going to say that Tamar has enough talent to be busy right now. But I guess she feels differently. Well, maybe her label feels, I don't know what she's doing. Because Tamar Braxton can, if she can't do shit else, that girl can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Choose the right wigs, makeup.
She just now firing Vince.
Though, you know, her choices in those arenas are questionable.
Yeah.
But her ability to actually sing and perform, I feel like, is decent enough that she should be able to be sharpening that up and doing that. I don't feel like she shouldn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that's what all of this was about. Maybe Vince, now that she's not on the reel anymore, wants her to just sit at home and take care of,
Is it Vince Jr.?
It isn't.
Oh.
It's, I feel like it starts with a C. Cutie.
Christopher?
Cuteness.
Cute.
I don't know.
Oh, is he a... Okay, yeah. Cute baby.
He's cute, so yeah, whatever. Okay. And I don't know. But all the best to them. I always thought that they were...
I was about to say, the lies are just going to flow right on out your mouth today. But you just couldn't say it.
Anyway, other people... This is a, there's another couple having...
You got caught in the back of your
domestic
throat.
Issues. T.I. and Tiny. A family hustle.
Oh, girl.
So, first of all, Tiny and her china cabinet covered colored eyes.
I can't do it.
Her. Okay. No, let me. All right.
Those ice blue slits in her face.
What is
They are just so scary. She looks like a living Chucky doll. Like, you look at her and you're like, I feel like you should be put down. I feel like you should be isolated.
Like it.
It's just
like
terrifying.
Those really old.
Ugh.
I'm trying to be civil and not just really mean today.
I mean, but really though, her eyes,
those really
they follow
old
you around.
Hound dogs that like, you know, like when they can't see no more.
Oh, and then they eyes start getting like snotty and glaucoma.
Now, I am not calling her a dog. I'm just using that as an example because it's the first thing that came to
my
mind.
I'm just saying you have the eyes of
a
dog who's about to die. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying you have the eyes of a dog that's lived 15 years and it's about ready to check on out.
So, about a month ago, sometime in July, there was a story about Tiny getting into a fight at some hotel with some escort named Anna Montana. These are stories you can Google. I haven't told a lie yet.
Anna Montana.
Now, these are reports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got into some fight after T.I. had a hotel room and had this girl name on some kind of list where she was allowed to come and go as she pleased. And so he allegedly got caught in the act cheating and Tiny had to go down there and whoop somebody's ass.
Oh, girl.
So that was that.
Is it even cheating if it's been happening for years and everybody knows about it?
At that point, I kind of feel like...
How is she even
is
still
like
getting
a
mad
loophole?
Over this? I'm surprised Tiny is still reacting in this way. Like, is the deal that just the bitches can't ever be public? Like, nobody else can find out? I don't... Because I ain't never heard of a time of T.I. not cheating on Tiny. Like,
this is something that I've known about T.I. and Tiny since I've known about T.I.
Right,
and Tiny.
Since like 98. Just don't even get how. But, all right.
It's sad that it keeps happening, but...
It's sad that... And you continue to react to it is just what blows my mind. Because if you married a nigga knowing he had already cheated on you multiple times, then...
Well, they just had a baby that looks just like Tiny's mama. And...
Oh, bless that lady's heart.
And so they've still been like... posting the baby and pool time and family. Eris.
Eris. Sounds about the same. Is it royalty?
Eris. Diana. Harris, I guess.
Eris Harris. And Royalty Brown. And Royal Rain. Kim.
These people love their children. They have dubbed
but
them.
They just give them these outlandish names.
Mama, I promise that if I ever go and purchase a child, that
because that'll
he or
be how you get one
will it's... have a normal ass name. Like, just, you know, I just enjoy Michael's, David's, mm-hmm. You know, I enjoy, you know, Samantha's, I enjoy Crystal's, I enjoy Jane's, like, I enjoy all kinds of just, you know, just normal names. You can even get a little ethnic with it and give you a Jamal or a Jabari. I can get, take,
I
you
even
know,
like unusual names.
I like a couple Kias and I like a couple, you know, even a few Sheikas and Ishas here and there, but my God.
I mean, and everybody with a tie or a La or a Sha or whatever.
You can be a part of
name.
My fan
There's
crew.
So many.
Anything.
But then y'all want to name your baby Pulchritudinous and
Speaker Box Shower.
And annuity payments. And it's just like, what are these names for the baby that you made? You created this person with somebody else.
Pay Aid Mortgage.
And you thought. Move on. We're moving on. Because I am so over you. Speaking of so, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
So
I was going to talk about the So Gone challenge, but I feel like that's not the time right now.
Right. So I guess earlier, just a couple of days ago, T.I. followed this Anna Montana girl.
This is not on, over. I thought the story was over.
Followed her on Instagram. Now, that was just a huge fuck you because
niggas are so stupid.
Like, everybody knows that you'll see when someone, mm-hmm. when you follow someone. And I'm sure that T.I. knows that because T.I. has, you know, he read every book in the prison. So,
right.
You know, he's educated. And I just feel like, you know, so he had to know that was going to happen. I don't really know what's going on with them, but it seems, you know, the there's trouble in paradise.
She looks just like the girl that Amber Rose just signed to her modeling agency.
She might as well be.
All these girls
apparently
look
she's
exactly
an escort.
The same.
She used to be one of the Taz's Angels, which is pretty much a prostitution
yeah,
ring.
I heard about that.
That takes place in Miami. Now I wish that y'all would leave. But
she's on Snapflix, which sounds like it's paid.
That sounds like the like.
Private access, $29.99 monthly. That's her private Snapchat. $30 a month gets you on her Snapflix. You know what? I wish I was a bad bitch because I bet she don't go to work at all.
Work?
Bitch, work. I got dumbass men spending $30 a month to follow me on fucking porn Snapchat, nigga. I don't go on a fucking job, bitch.
Snapflix. Y'all in these apps.
I love it. You know what? These girls are just so creative.
I just feel like
they gonna get their money. Oh, but you have to apply to be on Snapflix, okay? Not just any old bitch.
That's right.
Bad bitches only.
You need to have, you know, your name, your wife that don't know about it, her name. Everything needs to be filled out, payment information.
Wow.
All of that stuff has to be placed in for you to have Snapflix access,
wow.
obviously, because they're responsible about their trash.
So people pay the $30 for the membership, and then the system gives you their Snapchat usernames, and you have to go on Snapchat and follow them so that they can see your exclusive stories. You know, I'm only mad I didn't think of it first.
So, yeah, there's that. And then Tiny posted something shady. You know, great for them. And Eris and Major and King and Popper and Joffrey and Cersei.
Oh, shut up. So are they going through it? Like, they're going to get a divorce or something?
They always, every time that they get into it, it's always very, like, it's, like, very public, yeah. but not. Like, it's, like, very obvious that they're going through it with each other, but it's, like, sub-tweets and, right. like, shady Instagram stuff. And then Tiny and Shekinah and Tamar and Nene and whoever the fuck, all them other friends with bear wigs go on a trip together to the Hamptons or jet skiing or some shit, and they're like, oh, lady power, and they get in their pajamas and rap and listen to Lemonade or whatever, and it's like, and then 2 weeks later, T.I. and Tiny have an anniversary party or some shit, and it's like, renewing my vows. Well, okay, so, you know, they get it.
Y'all done took charges for each other and all this shit now, so I mean, it ain't no splitting up. Nigga, I wish I fucking would, to be honest, take charges for a nigga. I just cannot even see it. I just can't. I close my eyes, but I can't fathom it. It just doesn't...
I don't see that happening.
It doesn't come to me. But if I ever did, nigga, I guarantee you we never breaking up. What is breaking up? I'm you, nigga.
I'm sorry. I'm reading this story, and then someone's photograph is on the side, and it's fucking... the sidebar of this website, and I won't say no names.
Is it someone I don't like?
Looks, it's probably someone you don't even know of.
Oh,
but she is on a current reality show that absolutely nobody watches, and she looks a fool. Anyway, so Drake was recently in Philadelphia performing on his Summer 16 tour, and for those of you who don't care, don't remember, Meek Mill is from Philly. Drake's been taunting Meek Mill again on his little tour here. He called him a pussy in D.C. Thanks for that.
I backed way from the mic.
And yet it was still so
very
loud.
Okay, sorry, I have allergies. I took 2 Claritin a day, man. This fucking city.
He called him a pussy in D.C. and then... and then when he performed in Philly, he said something after Back to Back, which...
he's still doing Back to Back.
Everyone rapped along to each and every lyric.
That's so fucked up.
The whole nobody gave a fuck.
Everybody's got it on Apple Music now. Everybody knows the words Back to Back now.
So he said something up on this on stage along the lines of like... when you watch this video over and over and over again, just know this isn't about your city. I love your city. You did this shit to yourself. Fuck that. I'm off that. Blah, blah, blah. Something like that. Along that.
Okay.
All right. Meek Mill responded by sending every nigga with charges that he knows in the Philadelphia area to this fucking arena to stand outside and get ready to go to prison.
Why?
They all gleefully Snapchatted and Instagrammed themselves.
Oh, they did.
Standing outside of the venue waiting for Drake to leave. Apparently, the security and police were in place to make sure that no one harmed a single hair.
I was going to say.
On our Aubrey's head.
Not on the sixth guy.
Never.
It just won't be happening.
On the hairs of his chinny chin chin.
That man done made it way too far to just be out here with no security detail, nigga. Did you really think it wasn't going to be no, like...
like, did you think that he was going to come out over here, in nigga? The middle of the street and say hello to my little friend, and they were just going to have a fucking gunfight?
Right.
Like,
did y'all think Drake was going to get on the city bus and go home or some shit? This nigga's not accessible. This ain't your fucking friend.
Like, that nigga could just call a chopper and to come and pick him up if he wanted right? to. Like, he's not
I'll
pressed.
Just be airlifted directly from the arena. I
it's
don't have
fine.
Time. I don't. This isn't... because I need to meet Rihanna in Toronto in 4 hours, so I have to go.
And you can go back to that girl.
So, whatever you need to do.
That gave me a lap dance in her video.
Because it's really nothing to me.
I mean, the feelings.
Right, so.
I just don't, you know. So,
a bunch of niggas wasting their time, really, in Philly?
Apparently, rumor has it that Meek Mill was calling venues and clubs in Philly and telling them... that they will have no Summer 16 after parties. No after parties for Drake in the city of Philadelphia. So when Drake found out about that, that's what basically inspired the shade. That's what I read this morning. I don't know or care. But
now, who running a club is listening to Meek Mill over Drake? As far as what a venue is going to do.
I don't know. But from what I heard, there were no after parties for him in Philly.
Wow.
And so that was that. However, You know, I just feel like these niggas that you have in place and that you bragging about sending out there and all this stuff, them the same niggas that be getting y'all in trouble all the time. I'm sure they are the same ones who will hype you up and tell you, say fuck Drake because he didn't promote your album and that nigga doesn't write his music. And they're probably the same ones who said, fuck Meek Mill to Drake. Fuck Meek Mill. Call that nigga a pussy on stage. Like, that's what they do because... you are rich, you are wealthy, you are established, you are visible, right. And they are your quote-unquote friends. So they, you can give them, you know, access to the best strip clubs with the greatest wings. You can get them any kind of secondhand pussy. You can, you know, wrap their necks in ice and do all of that shit. They can go to all of these clubs and not have to run credit card scams no more.
It's a new life.
And in return, they are willing to go to prison for you. I don't understand it, but it is like a common relationship the rappers have with their entourage. Like, this is what they're for.
Yeah, that's right. That's why. What other reason is there to have a whole squad full of niggas who don't have nothing else to do? Nothing better in their lives. Zero aspirations other than this regular street shit right here. Nothing more. So, why not? Yeah. Call them niggas and let them go out there.
But the fact remains that Drake absolutely still made it back to his California King bed in the back of that tour bus.
I feel like there was no incident with him leaving that arena at all.
He absolutely got on a FaceTime with Rihanna, who read him a bedtime story and sang him Kiss It Better so he could fall asleep.
See.
And you're still mad.
At first I thought Drake was just like being too much and doing the most by like bringing up all this beef shit again, like you clearly won, but... if Meek Mill was really calling around and hating in advance, like, can't nobody have no after party for Summer 16? Like, nigga, really? Why can't you just take the L and sit down? Why can't you just go relax at home with Nicki, feel on that fake ass, and just be at home? Why do you have to keep involving yourself in the dumb shit?
Because he's a man.
Okay.
This is what men do.
That's right.
Men get so high with this other shit because I am a man and... manliness, and it's about my pride and my ego and all of this shit, and man, and I got all these other niggas and these men telling you what a man is, and you got man the fuck up, and da da da. And I just find it very interesting how many straight men are so influenced by other men's opinions,
right? And how their masculinity is really all about what other men think. It's like,
really and truly,
what kind of masculinity is that, where all you're really doing is performing for the expectations of people
and validation
you don't even know,
of people you allegedly.
Seems like it would be so much easier to just find your strength in yourself and whoever you are, and that just being your own masculinity instead of worrying about some bullshit somebody else decided to come up with.
But we don't know shit.
Okay,
because we're just
happy with ourselves.
Black niggers.
We're just
are cool with who they are.
We're not sending our shooters out to arenas and then them niggas ain't doing nothing. Like, you sent your niggas out and nothing even happened. Like,
I don't think that anybody even planned for anything to happen. I think it was more about posting it on Instagram and being like, we're standing out here and now your bus can't leave because we're in the way. Like, you think that Drake is going to tell his bus driver to run you bitches over?
Right.
Like, nobody's going to do anything here. Do you see that the
police
are standing
here? Y'all not
going
to be out there, right? Y'all go move.
You're not going to light the bus up with fit. Like, you're doing this for the attention so that your name can post some shit in the morning.
Right.
You're wasting everyone's time. Go home.
It's boring, right?
Find a Waffle House and get an All-Star Slam or whatever the fuck them shits, and just have a snack.
And Meek Mill going to be right back on Instagram 2 days later talking about, try this amazing new dental whitening system. All you got to do is hold this gadget up to your teeth and turn on the blue light. Like, all he does is sell shit
you're
on
going
Instagram.
To hell.
That's what that nigga does. That nigga sell tooth whitening systems and waist trainers and detox tea like every other bitch on Instagram.
I'm going right now.
I'll never forget when I saw Meek Mill holding up that tooth whitening
you're
system. I swear to God.
I need the proof.
I can't believe you haven't seen it already.
I will find it. I'll find it right now.
You're right.
What are those fucking things even? You know what? Let me be quiet. Well, anyway, that's what happened, apparently. I have found
it. I was going to say, have you seen the picture? He's smiling like a thought.
And I hate all that ugly blue light.
Black girls don't look good in blue light.
You can't put blue light on black girls. Mm-mm. I got to do this. They don't know what they're doing. Well, anyway, that's Straight and Full for this week.
Let's talk about Ryan Lochte real quick.
Oh, yes.
Young white privilege.
The doll.
Your doll baby. This is the whitest, well, it's one of the whitest things.
This is just such a dumb, okay, so Ryan Lockjaw and his friends decided to get shit-faced in Brazil, and at some point, you're going to have to assist me in this story because I think I lost consciousness.
Well, the short version is that they said that they were, or he said that he was like held at gunpoint during like some robbery or something. And the whole story is that they started the shit by destroying a sign and pissing in public and all that.
A gas station bathroom and all of that stuff.
Right.
And their excuse was that they were robbed. They were pulled over and robbed at gunpoint.
I think as he was telling his mama why he didn't have his wallet or something, it was just like, oh, girl, this
and
is just...
And they were so afraid for their lives, and it was like, what, a Dirty Harry moment, and they're just staring down the barrel of this gun, and it's just like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see the, you know...
That's right.
...great states of the USA ever again, and all of this fuck shit. Hung his two homeboys out to dry.
They were just having a good old time in Brazil, not really thinking about consequences. Like, let's just be out here.
Because we are white men. And
Americans on top of that.
Don't, a white American man.
All I'm doing is flashing his passport because this is my golden ticket.
Consequences aren't a thing. If they lock Ryan up in Brazil, white America will just go pick him up. They will absolutely send people into Brazil, into them. Just, I don't know what or how they're going to do, what kind of house of cards shit they would do to pull it off. But white America will absolutely go and get him and be like, he's an American treasure. Get the fuck out the way and kick people in the nostrils and all kinds of shit. Right. And white America, and they know that because white America ain't shit.
Well, Ryan Lochte blamed his problems on like being held up in a brown country by assumingly brown people. And I think one of his friends actually got detained and actually had to go to Brazilian prison, whereas he escaped and got back to America. And the dude had to pay like $10,000 to get out on bail and be able to go home.
And so what those folks decided to do was say, in fact, all of that was some bullshit. And your homegirl back there made the whole thing up. She was the one who decided that we was going to tell you all. So now everybody knows this whole lie. White men are still trying to say that he embellished, which...
Right. He's talking about he just over-exaggerated. And I've seen so many different media reports talking about, oh, this is just, you know, kids messing around in the... I think that's what the Olympic Committee said, actually. Like, don't worry about it. They're just two kids horsing around in Rio and having a great time. Like, look at how people bend over backwards to protect grown-ass white men who are out here deliberately fucking up.
It's just like, what city was that where those kids, like, lost a fucking football game or something at their school and started turning cars over and setting them on fire?
This was a couple of years ago. I think that was Penn State. It may have been. That actually happens a lot at different college campuses. But, oh, the one about the pumpkin festival. And they had just, somebody had just got done calling black people something about, I think in reference to police shootings, we have been marching or something. They were calling it riots and all that. Right. But then white kids lost their fucking minds at the pumpkin carnival and was like setting cars on fire, like some Grand Theft Auto shit. And it was like, Pumpkin Fest 2014, you guys.
It's a little out of hand.
It's just fun times for the whole family.
It looks like this is the end.
It looks like pumpkin hell in this bitch.
Mad Max on your block. Because of these young, drunk
it's like
white
pumpkin
kids.
Pumpkin genocide in this.
And it's like,
no, girl.
It's just, you know, some kids getting a little crazy. No. You know how they all are.
Anytime it's so them, funny. Then it's just some kids fucking up.
Just how y'all were ready to set Gabby Douglas on fire for forgetting to put her hand over her fucking heart or whatever during your piss ass, whatever fucking shit you were singing.
Can you imagine if Gabby Douglas and the Two Simones went to some convenience store in Rio and broke a sign and started pissing everywhere and talking crazy to people? Like, can you fathom the way people would act in response?
I said if it was Usain Bolt, they would have called him an oxtail munching lion ass
monkey. Speaking of Usain Bolt,
and they would have listened.
That nigga.
It doesn't matter.
I know he brought y'all
That's
great pride. He's doing very well with the running, and
it's
just a great thing.
Not,
but
the point is, right? We're talking about white lies today. We're talking
well,
about
that
white
girl
lies
was a white lie.
No, that has nothing to do.
Her face was
moving
a white
forward,
lie. Because I know his girlfriend, his black girlfriend, is so much prettier
so
than that.
So, besides
She's
the point.
She's gorgeous.
Anyway,
and that bitch is just bust down.
So, Ryan, back to that lie. Thanks a bunch. Actually, we're done. Ryan's a liar.
Yeah, Ryan's trash.
And a dumbass. And you look stupid. And everybody's going to cape for you because you're just, you know, privileged enough to be able to get away with fuck shit like this, lying on national goddamn television, and surely escape whatever kind of legal trouble that you could have possibly gotten into in Brazil because you're white and you're American.
He got out fast. He got out quick before they could detain him in Brazil. But I think he did lose all four of his sponsors. In like the past week already, he's lost all four of them. So, how the mighty fall. It's just so stupid. It was such a dumb thing to get caught up on. You could have just told the truth.
I hope he was all for his cheeks, too.
Like, I feel like white men don't even have to lie and blame robberies. Just say we was out here being white and enjoying it.
Right, exactly.
You
already
lie.
A white dude. You could have just been like, look, we had so much Jaeger.
It is
or whatever.
What it is, bro. We got sloshed in Olympic Village and we just, you know, bro.
Because they said that
one
part.
Thing to
he
another.
Said that they were fucked up.
Like,
so I was like, are you still fucked up, bitch?
Right.
Like, are you, where did the rest of this come from?
Yeah, fuck Ryan.
He should have came back and be like, you know what? I did a couple of shrooms and I really thought that happened.
I can't be held responsible for this. I feel like Michael Phelps just looking like, this is what happens when you don't smoke weed. This is what, where you just don't know that marijuana can have the opposite effect on you.
But I mean, if you can kill people in a church or kids at a school here,
oh, well,
and blame
you know,
it on
let's wrap
whatever,
this right on up.
Then surely you can piss on the street or and set some shit on fire in another country and get, well, I mean, nobody cares what white people do.
You know what? And on that note, let's take a break.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you that this episode is being brought to you by Bevel and Tristan Walker. I'm about to tell you something you may not have known. Listen, multi-blade razors often are a cause of irritation and razor bumps, which are just the worst. Just gross and huge and just like pimples with an attitude, like PWA. You know what I'm saying? Like if there was a rap group. It's not the point. Bevel is designed for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. They get the job done and leave your face feeling smoother than a baby's ass. They come with all of the right products and fancy brushes and sleek containers and things to make you feel like you are about your life and that you pay your taxes even if you don't.
That's right. Bevel can look leave you looking and feeling so much better, ladies. It's not just for the gentlemen. If you have areas you need to shave or that you would like to shave, Bevel works great for us too. And you can pick up your Bevel today by going to getbevel.com and entering promo code TheRead at checkout to get 20% off your first month's order. That's GETBEVEL.com. Use promo code TheRead. Upgrade your shaving experience with Bevel and The Read. And let's keep on going.
So we're back and it's time for the listener letters.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. This first question comes from Andrea, who says, I've been in this situation with a guy for some time, and in a nutshell, we pretty much only have sex.
Cool.
I'm cool with that because his sex is average. It gets the job done, and I won't be dickmatized in the process, LOL. He's the only guy I have sex with, but I do go on dates and communicate with other guys. I low-key want a relationship, but not with him. I told one of my friends that, and she thought I was crazy and went on to say that if I'm looking for a boyfriend, then the guy I'm fucking should be my first consideration, and telling me that it's not fair to him otherwise. Mind you, this guy is always telling me that I just want him for sex, and I always say, and that's a bad thing, and then we laugh about it. So my question is it wise to try and form a relationship from a just sex situation? Thanks for whatever thoughts you have on the subject. Love the show.
I don't understand the question.
So I think she's saying, you know, there's somebody that she is dating and fucking. And all they're doing is fucking.
I absolutely heard the last
okay.
I don't understand the question.
So she's saying, is it smart to try and form a relationship with somebody that you feel like you maybe just have a sexual connection with? Because
Why
her friend
would you
is
want
saying,
to?
So here's what... This is what she's putting in the email. She's saying that she's looking for a relationship even though she's fucking this one guy. She doesn't necessarily want to be with him. But when she talks to her friend about it, her friend is saying, oh, well, if you already fucking somebody, then you might as well try.
Girl, I heard. I just don't understand
like, why. Am I trying to convince it to you? Trying to explain it to you.
I just don't understand why this is hard, like a choice. You don't want to be in a relationship with him. You've already said that. So don't, girl. Like, you, it's not like you're lying to him or to yourself. You told this nigga, basically, and however you basically phrased it to him, that you're good on just having sex with him, which is your right, and which is fair and fine, and plenty of people do. And if you don't want to be in a relationship with him, then don't be in a fucking relationship with him. Why would you don't even want to force something like that because you want to be in a relationship? If that's some, if you don't want to be in a relationship with him, there has to be a reason why, especially if you're having sex. Because if you're being that intimate with somebody and you still know that you don't want to be with them, there has to be a reason why. I don't know if you know that reason or not, but that reason's a reason. So don't force yourself into a relationship with this nigga that you don't want to be with just because you want to be in a relationship. Have sex with him, continue to date.
Especially then, when the sex is only okay. Like, it's not even that great.
Like, girl,
it
what?
It just scratches the itch. It's not even just mind-blowing sex.
So, do you see why this is a confusing question to me? Because I don't understand why it's a question.
Well, I think because she's getting information from her friend that she does.
Girl, her friend can mind her damn business.
Do you have any idea how many people are emailing us about, hey, I don't know what to do because I was thinking this and my friend's thinking this? And it's like, I think people really get tripped up because other people are trying to convince them, like, hey, the way you're looking at this is all wrong. You should really be looking at this man as a mate since you already sleeping with him anyway.
Your friend don't know what the fuck she talking
like,
about.
Like, don't waste the dick or point or whatever. I don't know. I think some people feel like you can't get your number up too high without being in a certain number of relationships. It could be anything.
As I said, your friend needs to mind her motherfucking business. Like, what? So, okay. So, because you're sleeping with this person, you owe it to that person to try
to have a relationship with them.
Girl, shut your ass up. What? That doesn't even make
What's
any...
wrong with just being
Girl,
out
being
here fucking?
Quiet.
You could just be out here fucking. That's always.
That deacon-ass logic, bitch. Ain't nobody ask you no motherfucking question. Shut up. No. If you don't want to be in a relationship with that nigga, don't be in a relationship with him. If you're having sex because you want to have sex, then have sex with him. You don't have to be in a relationship with somebody just because you getting dick from them. Girl, please. That nigga wouldn't feel, he wouldn't be asking no questions like that. He wouldn't be having that fun conversation with his friends. So, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Our next question. Well... No, I do not know.
Okay.
This one is about, like, self-esteem and shit. It says, this is from Jasmine. It says, was there ever a time in your life when you had trouble standing up for yourself? I admire the both of you for not being, quote-unquote, the one when it comes to people's foolishness, whether it be racism, sexism, homophobia, etc. Even though my mama made it clear that she wasn't the one, that talent seems to have skipped me. Sometimes I don't catch that people are being rude, snide, or shady until it's too late to say something, and other times I get to the point where I can't form complete sentences and end up crying because I'm really angry. You can imagine that crying doesn't tend to go over very well. Any advice on being stronger would be appreciated. So do you have any advice for somebody who is looking to be more assertive about sticking up for themselves and the bullshit that they're going through, or nah?
Well, I don't know that I've ever had trouble sticking up for myself, but I do know that I let a lot of shit go. Like, a lot. And that is mostly because I don't like to confront. I prefer not to confront people with things because I already know how my mouth is set up, and it always leads to hell.
Okay.
Each and every single time. So I would prefer, like, a lot of times I will catch when you did something or said something, and if I feel like it's not worth it, then I won't say anything. I'll just probably roll my eyes and keep it trucking because I'm going to go home to my home that I pay the rent for that I don't rely on anyone about. So it's like, okay, fine, whatever. But there are times when I feel like I do need to speak up, especially if it's somebody else. Like, I'll jump into some shit when somebody tried somebody else before I jump, like, before you say something to me, because, bitch, what you mean? But I guess it depends on what it is that you feel like is stopping you from being.
Yeah, I think some of it is just personality differences. Like, everybody don't have the, bitch, let me tell you.
Yeah, not everyone's like that.
Right. Everybody is not just, like, able to be very direct and blunt with their feelings and stuff like that. Some people just aren't built like that. And it sounds like maybe your mama has that kind of big personality and you really don't. So I think it's probably more like maybe you don't have to cuss people out or not be the one in the way that your mama is, but just find your way of speaking up and talking back when people say something crazy to you. Like, you could be quiet and not wanting to be the one to start shit or whatever, but everybody has a breaking point or a point where, you know, where you just shouldn't be pushed past or where you shouldn't be disrespected. So speak up in whatever way works for you. It doesn't have to be the super confrontational, bitch, I'm gonna beat your ass type of way.
I will say, though, that killing people with kindness absolutely does work for a lot of people. It's not something that I usually go for, but I do see that it works for others. You know what I'm saying? When somebody, it depends. If you're being like mistreated or like disrespected, then you can politely and calmly tell somebody, look, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
You don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to get out of a bag. You don't have to do all of that shit. And oftentimes it's best to just stay unbothered and still address something and not have any kind of an attitude.
Yeah.
Because it makes you come out on the other side feeling very clean, very good about yourself, and it makes the other person look stupid.
Feeling so, very clean and superior.
Or just, you know, like, I handled that.
Just a bad bitch.
And it is what
correctly.
It is. Or you can do something that I do a lot of times, which is I just, like, laugh. Like, I open my mouth. If I feel like somebody tried it,
yeah.
And I just, like, I will look at them and pause, and then I'll open my mouth and laugh and walk away. Because it just makes them feel so invalidated and small and dumb.
I do understand being mad enough to cry, and that is very frustrating
that
and annoying when people take you there. Like, it takes a lot for me to get that angry. I feel like I have a lot of space for anger until I get to, like, crying anger. But once I get there, I should really just not even be around anybody else no more. Because if I'm mad enough to be crying on top of that, that means I'm ready to murder somebody. Like, that means I'm experiencing way too many emotions at one time, and I'm not built for that. I can't. That's too much. That's too many. That's too many feelings.
I get emotional and I'll cry when I'm like frustrated. Like when I feel like I don't have an option or like there's nothing that I can really do in this situation that I feel like is going to put my mind at peace. That's when I'll get pissed off. Like if I really, really want to beat your ass, but I can't get to you, or there's just, like, I'm helpless in that situation, that's when I'll get upset, and it is best that I just be by myself. But not everybody's confrontational. It's okay. You don't need to feel like somebody who is going to roll their neck and do, like, a housewives shout. That just might not be in your, you know,
yeah, start
that
small.
Might not be who you are.
Just start with speaking up and being like, oh, I know you ain't saying that to me, or whatever. Like, just when you feel just, like people are saying something, just go on and cut it off real
like,
quick.
Look,
right then. Like,
we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't do
we're
that.
Not gonna, no, mm-hmm. I get it. It's fine. That's and I,
no, it's
yes.
Cool. Right.
Absolutely.
I'm just telling you this so we can not talk about it no
but
more.
But I'm just saying
we're
that we're not going to
no,
do
so
this.
This is actually the
no.
end of the conversation between two of
no,
us.
No,
this
no,
is what
no.
you don't get.
Shh.
Like,
it's okay.
Right.
It's
you're still
right.
going and it's not.
We're not going to do it.
I'm
going to
wrap this up
thanks
and I'm
so
going to go.
Much.
And we're going to be.
Alrighty.
And see, you can just start like that.
just
like I did that man at Trader Joe's when he kicked that basket into my leg. It's like, sir, we aren't going to do this. You're not going to kick this basket into my leg again. That won't happen. So whatever you need to do, adjust yourself accordingly. You and I won't be going through this. Have a great day. You may turn around once more. I'm done talking to
we
you.
We are no longer yeah. having a conversation.
It doesn't have to be the most. Good
yeah.
luck, though, because it is important to stand up for yourself.
Absolutely.
Assert yourself. Don't let people run all over you.
Or hire a hitman.
Just solve all your problems and get you your own personal Julius. $49.99 Julius, InflatableJulius.com or some shit. That would be amazing. If women could just buy.
If there was like a Julius
blow
app.
Up bodyguards. Yes. Oh, yes.
I would love, like, an Uber-style Julius app.
Yeah, it's all, like, retired Navy SEALs and shit. Like,
ooh,
people you can...
B613 agent.
Just somebody... I just need somebody to walk me home from the train because I'm not getting off the train till 12:15.
Oh, that would be amazing for women.
Yeah, except... And I think we may have even said this before. I bet nothing but perverts would sign up to be, like...
Oh, to be
you would have to go through a real vigorous screening process for the bodyguards, right?
That's but see, just like, a, if we a... create the app, we can just absolutely have the screening kind of like
we need
blood
to just do this now before somebody else takes the idea.
Like,
and
rent a
suit.
Bodyguard,
yes.
Absolutely.
Because that's, I mean, definitely on call, like demand services, people love shit like that. You open your phone, get an app, you can order you a pizza, order you a car.
Like, women who like work in buildings with like dark garages,
mm-hmm. you
and
work
stuff
late,
they have to park
yep.
or whatever. Like,
just
I'm gonna sit at my desk
to...
until my bodyguard gets here.
That's right, girl.
And then
he's gonna walk me to my car.
What is it? Do we need? What is it? A patent that you need? What do we need to do?
we need to hire
that's
one of them people who can build apps.
I don't think you patent it. You trademark it.
Yeah, we got to come up with an idea and trademark it and then talk to somebody about designing an app and then find a network of bodyguards looking to be paid on like an hourly. Look at us. We are. So our last question, anyway, forgot we were taping a show, comes from Sasha,
who says, this is a baby mama question. Yay. I've been dating. You know what? Let's just wrap it up because I'm not doing you on your side today.
No, I mean, why not? No, it's a baby mama.
Oh, I've been dating this guy for the past 9 months. He's a few years older than me and he has a 5-year-old daughter. He's 34 and I'm 28.
Okay.
He and his baby mama had an 8-year relationship, and it ended a little less than a year ago, a few months before he met me. From the beginning, he made it clear that he was not over his baby mama and still wanted his family back. He
Why was not looking aren't for anything we serious. Finished?
However, since his baby mama moved on with her current boyfriend, he decided to get back out into the dating world. I accepted this and thought of him as no more than a booty call and a weekly late night of fun.
I bet you did.
However, fast forward 9 months, I've met all his family members, including mm-hmm. his daughter, gone yep. to family functions and That's friends right. events, traveled sure on did. Vacation,
Red Lobster.
And even went to his friend's wedding as his date a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I've asked him multiple times if he sees this as getting serious now since I'm starting to catch feelings. And he explained that he isn't ready to commit to a relationship, but says he cares about me and wants to see if this could progress.
Oh my God.
On the flip side, every time we hang out with his daughter, the baby mama finds out and becomes furious, thinking that I'm just another bird off the street who doesn't need to be around her child, even though she's never met me. So out of respect for the baby mama, and because he and I aren't serious, I don't come around when he has a daughter, which is about 80% of the time.
Okay.
I really like him, but because of the situation, I'm starting to feel like I should fade away. My question is, should I stick around since we've already been through more than just a weekly booty call, or should I call it quits and not waste any more time? Thanks for your help, Sasha.
Well, it depends.
I agree, friend. I agree, because I think if you can keep it separate as far as your dick appointments and everything else, then nothing needs to be cut off.
I was going to say it depends on whether or not he's the only nigga in your city.
Mm.
Because if he's the only one then I would say, yeah, work it out. Otherwise, girl, if you don't go date, like, you already on caught feelings with this nigga. You went to his friend's wedding as a date. See, this is how y'all get fucked
you
up.
You fucked
right?
up. Yep, you fucked up.
Y'all always a lot because niggas will not set the boundaries. They won't. They'll fail every time. They will tell you what the boundaries are and then they will tug you mm-hmm. past them. And y'all fall for it all the time. I'm telling you, as a bitch with experience in this bullshit, don't do it. If you're only going to be using this nigga as a booty call, then you only need to be speaking to this nigga between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m.
Right.
There's no other time that you need to be communicating with this bitch, because that's how it gets fucked up all the time. A nigga will tell you to your face that he only wants for it to be casual. He's not trying to settle down for whatever godly reason. Mm-hmm. And then will still be like, come on over to my mama house. She making her famous greens. Let's go to the basketball game. You want to go to dinner tonight? Oh, let's go see Suicide Squad. My friend's having a fucking shit. Oh, is it baby shower. Like, they will invite you to every fucking thing and they'll treat you like someone who's in a relationship. This nigga was in a relationship for 8 years and met you simple months after it ended. He knows the comfort of a relationship that he has been in consistently for so long. He wants that comfort. He couldn't get it with his baby's mama at the time, so he is taking it from you, but he know he don't want to be with you.
Right.
He's using you for the benefit of that comfort, that That's relationship right. and all that shit. And now you don't caught feelings and you gonna end up falling on your goddamn face. Are you gonna end up in an amenity a terror situation if you don't get out now? So I am simply here to tell you that I suggest that you exit the premises. Woo! Code red. Get out. Pull over.
Well, I'm thinking of it from a I wish you could take the feelings part out of it, because I don't think there's any reason to give up your regular dick appointment. But the problem is, you're not treating this nigga like a dick appointment. This nigga should just be like a breathing strap to you.
There's
like,
no going back now.
All he does is provide orgasm. There should be nothing.
Did you just say a breathing strap?
I'm saying, like, you know what he does. He has one real function.
Wow.
I'm saying, if that's, we do not go on dates with our dick appointments, ladies.
Strap.
We do not hold hands with these niggas. We not going to dinner with these niggas. A nigga who is your dick appointment is simply that. If he ain't coming over to play spades with you and your friends. Y'all
you
not going
strong.
To Coney Island together. Ain't no beach dates. There's none of that shit. You are fucking that nigga and nothing else.
See, men and women like to play like they forget that sex is too intimate to always be casual and there never be feelings involved. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't matter how long you have a casual sex-only relationship. Eventually, you're going to get to a place where your feelings are going to get into things or whatever. So it is your job to stay strong and keep it appropriate within the guidelines of a booty call relationship, because you're going to end up fucking up. You got to. And if he is going to be a booty call only, you should be dating in the meantime.
Yes.
So you can find others. Another nigga when you're ready to dispose of this one. My God, girl, you got to get out now. There's no going back.
Feelings for him, I don't know that you can delete those.
No, you can't. Too late.
I mean, I can, but...
Yes, you can. But that is because you...
Unable to love. We know. That's, you know, people quote that to me, like, fairly often. People be like, because Kim Fury said you were unable to love.
Well...
girl?
Here we are.
I mean, no one can find the lie, but it could have been a great situation had you kept it, like Kim Fury said, where it was supposed to be. You shouldn't have never been doing no extra cuddly, lovey-dovey shit with a nigga who was just supposed to be dick.
Oh, what's your Netflix password? Let's watch The Get Down.
He just got out of an 8-year relationship, and he has a baby with this girl.
He just did, and told you.
But that's why y'all should have been just sex, and it shouldn't have been no feelings, because why would you develop feelings for somebody who just got out of an 8-year relationship?
Truthfully... Now, you know you better than I know you, obviously, but truthfully, a lot of people, if that was the case and you knew that before you had sex with them, I wouldn't even have done it. I would have been like, oh, this was a great date. It was nice to meet you. You're handsome, whatever. Maybe we can be friends. Because sometimes those red flags are just like right there. And if you already know that you're a type to catch feelings.
And y'all have a shared human being that you created together, nah.
And you can't be mad at that child's mama for nothing, because if you haven't met her, he hasn't introduced you
and
to her,
why
would
he? And her baby is less than a year old. I sure don't want no brand new bitch around my child.
Like, of course you don't like you, bitch. Like, duh.
Of course I don't want you around my damn baby. That just makes sense. But yeah.
Go date, sweetie.
Since you can't get out of the feelings you've caught for this nigga, you at least have to be mature enough to say, okay, I am not in a place where I can continue to fuck this nigga and go on about my day. And since I can't do that no more, I need to cut this off. Now, that's easier said than done. It can be very hard to cut off sex, especially when it's good. But you have to now, because it is only going to get harder and worse as you go down the line. I'm telling you, please believe me. I'm telling you from experience.
I know this. I know this.
I'm pleading to this girl and all the others out there who are in the same situation and not listening. Please stop this now. It's going to be so much worse in 6 months when you are head over heels in love.
And you're not gonna.
And 3 weeks pregnant and trying to make a tough decision, girl.
It's gonna be January and you're gonna be looking out at the snow falling onto your fucking window, and you're gonna be playing Mary J. Blige, Share My World or some shit.
And it's just
and
not.
You're just gonna be like they said
you
it.
You don't need that stress, sis. You don't need it in your life. So let that nigga go now for the good of you. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Today's episode of The Read is being brought to you in part by Blue Apron, which I also just saw a fancy commercial the other day when we did a Blue Apron ad when I got home. And I thought that we felt so official because they're super awesome and legit. So let me tell you some more about them in case you didn't know. Blue Apron has fresh, high quality ingredients that taste better and are better. And they will ship them to you. Each ingredient required for a recipe comes in these boxes.
Yep.
And they are there to reduce food waste, everything that you need to create a special sexy meal that they share with you is sent in a box. They've established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. of A. And as a result, their food is sourced sustainably and raised humanely. So all of you vegan girls and folks like that with your wheat dresses, this is something that you can look into as well.
That's right. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook 3 times as often. And we know that a family cooking together builds a strong family bond. It's just fun to be in the kitchen making something together with the people you care about. So join Blue Apron's growing community of home chefs by going to blueapron.com/3 to get your first 3 meals free. Yes, the first 3 Blue Apron meals for free, and with free shipping. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/3. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
And I know that vegans don't eat meat, but you can also sign up because some of this stuff doesn't have meat in it. Okay, yay! So, folks, we love to thank one of our sponsors, Audible, for supporting this week's episode of The Read. We love reading a good book and an annoying ass heifer. So, if you're anything like that and you want to get your reading on, just know that Audible aims to make it easier for you. Audible.com provides over 250,000 titles from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, and awesome folks that we like Lovey, like Issa Rae, and so on.
That's right, you guys. Make sure you check out Oprah's book club newest pick, The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. It's his sixth novel, and he's telling the story about Cora, who was a teenage slave, and her desperate bid for freedom from an antebellum cotton plantation in Georgia around 1850. When Caesar, a recent arrival from Virginia, tells her about the Underground Railroad, they decide to take a terrifying risk and escape. Of course, things don't go as planned. Cora kills a young white boy who tries to capture her, which I see it, sis. They manage to find a station and head north, but they're being hunted by slave catchers. Here, the Underground Railroad is no mere metaphor. Literal engineers and conductors operate a secret network of tracks and cavernous tunnels crisscrossing beneath American soil. Just like old girl always said, Portia.
So she needs this.
Portia called it.
Portia, this is the book that you need.
That's right, girl. As Cora travels north, her journey transports her across state lines. And along her way, each state she visits portrays a different state of American possibility, showcasing a kaleidoscope of communities across the country, from a white supremacist enclave in North Carolina to an Indiana black separatist encampment. As readers complete their journey through the Underground Railroad, they can engage online at the book club. Find it at oprah.com/book club. You'll have the opportunity to participate and also answer weekly questions via Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Hashtag Oprah's Book Club for more info. You can read Oprah's interview with Whitehead in the September issue of O Magazine. And just for listeners of The Read, you can have a free 30-day trial membership with Audible. Isn't that right, Kid Fury?
It absolutely is. Again, show your support for The Read and get a free trial right now at audible.com/TheRead. You know, read something, get some knowledge about yourself. And I mean, it's Oprah. So let's move on. So we're back, and I want to go to a Whitney Houston concert.
That hurts.
I don't know why. We were just talking about SeatGeek and concerts, and I just thought of Whitney Houston.
I was watching old Whitney footage the other day, and just...
Yesterday, that was me.
Man, it's just so easy to go down that YouTube hole of Whitney performances, and you just like...
And videos and just everything.
This voice is gone, man.
Interviews, too. It's just, there won't be another one.
Legendary, man.
Like, how did those sounds come out of
that woman's
house?
It hurts my heart that I never heard that woman live.
My God.
Why?
Anyway, random nippy standing. But,
I feel like we do that every other episode.
Okay, so I guess I'll just go listen.
Okay.
So, this is going to sound really, really stupid, but I need for you to follow me. So, there's a show called Hollywood Divas. Folks at home, if you don't know what Hollywood Divas is, it's probably because you're living your life right and you have shit to do. So, don't feel any kind of way about it. But it is a program on TV One. It's a reality show starring Countess Vaughn, Paula J. Parker, Golden Brooks, Malika, I don't know how to say her last name, one of the twins from ATL that's friends with Khloe Kardashian, and other. It's a terrible show. It's poorly produced. It's horribly edited. It's just poor and unprofessional and dumb. And that was part of the reason I liked it. It's just so bad. And so embarrassing that it was fun to watch.
It is bad.
But I can't do it anymore. Now, this season on Hollywood Divas, Countess has this best friend slash stylist, right? And her name is Savannah. Savannah is trans. Now, Savannah popped up on the show in a couple scenes, actually a few scenes with Countess. And it was just kind of like, you know, her little bestie at the table who had two cents or whatever, like they like to do on reality shows.
So
one of the things I noticed and I hated, and this happens far too frequently, is that every time they had something shady to say about Savannah, it had to do with the fact that she's trans. And I just felt like it's unnecessary and it's stupid, and I don't understand how people, women especially, are permitted to do this and say this shit and nobody clocks them for it. Like, the entire fucking, what, 4-episode season, because who watches this, was the every time that this girl was in a scene, they would make a joke about it. And, like, don't get me wrong, this Savannah girl was a mess. Like, she was a mess. Like, she said that she was mixed and she was clearly black because her last name is Garcia.
Y'all love doing that.
Her hair was crazy. Her clothes were crazy and she called herself a stylist. But that's not the point.
You're right.
However, it's also kind of the point, because you, if you wanted to throw shade at her or insult her or whatever, you have so much material that is outside of her gender identity. You could come for her wigs. You could come for her bags. You could come for her clothes. You could say all of these things about this girl if you wanted to be shady to her. Because sometimes she did kind of need to chill. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, a couple times she was doing too
much. Well, don't call yourself a stylist if your clothes are trash or you can't dress. Just don't do that. That's
I mean, she's in plenty company. No. Like, that club is huge. Like, they got to be sending out letters to people's homes to join.
Must be. Because
it's gigantic.
Anybody can be a stylist, girl.
But either way, I just felt it was so dumb. Like, even during the reunion or the first part of the reunion or some shit like that, they said something about, I think they asked Paula, who played the girl who said, was she? No, she wasn't Felicia. What was the ghetto girlfriend's
Paula
name?
From who?
From Friday.
It was Felicia.
No, Felicia was the crackhead girl.
Right. Oh, damn.
Who cares? She played the ghetto girlfriend.
Oh, girl. Okay, no.
Who said you ain't got to lie, Craig.
Yeah, I will find it.
Whatever her name was, I can't remember at the moment. But they asked her, something like, do you feel like Savannah was trying to insult you or was trying to make you uncomfortable when she said something, something, something? Paula skipped that whole question and said some shit like, well, you know, she said that she's mixed and, like, clearly she's black. So I just assumed when she said she was mixed, she meant she was mixed with man and woman. I'm like,
whoa, whoa, what?
I'm like, bitch. First of all, girl, that wasn't even what the fuck that man asked you, girl. Oh, secondly, God, that shit wasn't funny. And thirdly, you need to shut the fuck up, because she's passing way before you are. With all them 3,000 goddamn teeth you got in your mouth, you need to shut your motherfucking ass up and get a goddamn job, Ray Donovan, with your lying black. Don't mind it. Like, girl, what? What? Paula J. Parker is insane. Do you know that girl was on TV trying to rap, talking about suck her clit?
Oh, see, no. After Asante showed me that one clip, I saw him be looking at this number.
You are a grown-ass woman with a child named Wonderful, spelled O-N-E-derful. You can mind your business and worry about how you mix two words together that don't belong together. That's the mix that you need to be discussing.
Oh, isn't everybody mixed with man and woman? What kind of stupid ass...
You dumbass!
What kind of stupid ass statement? Like, bitch, don't everybody have a little... just about everybody. Just like, I feel like the overwhelming majority of the population is...
We're not discussing genetics or chromosomes.
But when you just want to be... no, but I'm just saying, like, most of us come from a biological male and a biological female. So you talk about, I thought she was mixed with man and woman. Like, but, like, you're trying to be funny and cute right now, and you ended up not making any sense.
But they did shit like that for the entire season. Like, damn near each and every one of them said some shit like that to her or about her in a confessional the whole fucking season. And it's like, who the fuck do you think that you are to be, especially people who... You're black women, so you know what it is like to be attacked and to be mistreated or looked down upon or not given opportunity just based on some ignorance about who you are, about some shit that you just are. And just because you're ignorant maybe to, you know, what it means to be trans or how that whole entire life works or what that's about, maybe you don't read books or watch television or give a fuck, that's your business. But it doesn't give you the right to insult people for being them. Like, why the fuck do you think that the rates of, like, murder and rape in the trans community, specifically with trans women, right, is where it is right now? Y'all motherfuckers are so disrespectful and you don't care. And then for Carlos King's big gay ass to be sitting up on that stage letting them heifers talk like that,
right,
just made me so sick. Because, girl, like, I know that gender identity and sexual orientation are two different things, but at the end of the day, the T is right there with the L and the G and the B and the Q and the T, 1, 2, 3 and the TI, whatever the fuck else.
Right.
It's so huge. I can't keep up. But like, we're a community, mm-hmm. right? And if anybody should be standing up and defending or saying something, I would expect for it to be your gay ass. These are, mind you, the same women who have no problem with people like Savannah putting them in some shoes, mm-hmm. putting them, you know, putting these tracks in their fucking head, beating their face. You'll have no problem with that. But you'll make jokes like this because you think it's funny when one of them tries you. It's so disgusting to me, and I don't understand. It just, it's like, it bothers me because nobody fucking says anything. It's made to seem like it's just normal behavior and you're allowed mm-hmm. to just make dumbass jokes and shit like that about people on national the fuck television. I don't understand it. And it brings me back to the Keke Palmer thing. Because it's like, everybody is trying to make it seem like, oh, it's just funny. She's just saying such and such. Like, who cares? It's just a word and it's just a phrase or whatever. And it's like, okay. If it were white gays, because let me tell you something, white gays will never, ever let you try them. If they think you right. try them, they will be at GLAAD. they will contact
quick,
the homosexual, bisexual, and trans lesbian authorities
right.
to come and collect your motherfucking ass. And GLAAD will show up each and every time. What is it you said about our gay homeboys? Our white gay? It's the same shit. They never say nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Never. It's the same shit with feminism. Like, white women and their feminism and their marching and their pickets and signs and shit like that, they don't give a fuck about Bonquishas. They don't care.
No.
It's the same thing. We always have to be the one to defend ourselves, but it just saddens me and it's irksome to see black gays especially sitting back and letting this type of dumb shit happen.
Right. And black women participating in it. It just makes me sick.
And furthermore, Savannah's sitting up on the stage right next to each and every one of you as an alleged stylist. You are the ones who should be stars. Each and every one of y'all are scraping for scripts You're missing each and every time. And you are on one of the poorest, saddest excuses for a television program that I have ever seen in all almost 29 years of my African-American life. So if ever there was something to laugh about or make a joke about, it's the fact that you're on that motherfucking show acting like you still have a job in acting.
Well,
it's sad, it's pathetic, and it's tired, girl. If you want to talk about somebody talking about some shit, don't be a lazy bitch. It's just like the same ass motherfuckers who, as soon as a gay person comes for them or they feel insulted or uncomfortable by some gay shit, they want to say faggot. That's boring. Like, that's whack. You can't come up with nothing else, you lazy bitch. That's why you ain't got a job now. And I can't wait for Hollywood Divas to get off of air because it is a waste of time and TV1 should be doing something better with its motherfucking airtime.
Amen.
I'm done.
Okay.
And also, Keke Palmer can still kiss the blackest part of my ass. And if anybody has a problem with it, girl, you can join right on in.
Amen. Is that it?
I'm finished.
I don't even watch that show no more because I just couldn't deal with these used to being bitches. I just couldn't do it. Could not do it.
None.
So I just want to say two things. First of all, really quickly, shout out to all you parents out here not doing shit with your kids. Cool. Somebody's badass child slapped me on the ass yesterday on 135th and Lenox.
Wow.
I was pissed.
Rightfully so.
I mean, it was two little boys, probably like 8 years old. And one was on the riding the bike, and the other one was like, you know how niggas be doubling up on bikes. These niggas coordinated the attack, like came up behind me and slapped me on my ass, and then kept pedaling away. Turned around and waved and smiled at me.
You gotta start carrying rocks in your bag so you can just toss them.
So at first I was like, you know, when something like that happens, so you just like, okay, is this real? Like,
yeah.
It took me a couple seconds.
You step outside of yourself.
Because at first I was like, how is somebody running into me on this big ass, empty ass sidewalk? Like, who just ran into me? Like, damn, and then realizing like, no, these two little badass future felons actually just roll past me and slap me on my fucking ass. Like, in the first maybe 15, 20 seconds, if I had had the ability to put my hands on that child, he would be dead right now. And that's not me making a joke. That's not me being cute or even me exaggerating. I wish it was. But the level of anger I was in them first seconds, I would have gleefully murdered that baby. I would have stood there in the street and been like, come get me. because I choked him out. That's like, fine. And I don't feel no way about it. And for like probably the next hour after that, I was just irate. Like, why, who is in charge of you? Where are the people who run you? Who taught you this? Who allowed you to do this? Like, you saw this somewhere. This has been demonstrated for you. This has been excused as okay for you at some point. Like, I really wanted to beat the fuck out of them kids and then wanted to take him to his mama so I could cuss her ass out and let her be mad. Please get mad at me, bitch, because I want to cuss you out and beat your ass too on top of your kids. Like, I would love to beat everybody's ass. Like, I was just so mad, and I wish y'all would do something with these fucking kids. Please stop having these fucking kids and then not doing nothing with they badasses. I know school is out still, right? They about to go back?
It's about to come back, yeah.
And you know, I can't wait. The trains are so much more decent when y'all's kids are in fucking school all day. Ain't nobody got to worry about these two lines of kindergartners in the fucking train station and all this other badass teenagers. God knows when a pack of teenagers get on the fucking train, it's like, well, Jesus, will I make it to Harlem today?
I will.
Will I make it to Harlem? Because my God. These kids.
Oh, God.
And it's not like I don't remember being a teenager, but just some of y'all are just... And these kids weren't even... That's the thing, though. Like, these badass kids were not even teenagers. They were literally children. Could not be past the third grade. And already running up on grown women, smacking them on the ass. If I could have, I would have beat the black off them little motherfuckers. And I meant this so sincerely. Like... Truly, I wish I could have rearranged that little nigga's face. In fact, I walked around looking for kids, and I was like mugging other kids on bikes to the point where they was like, this lady is crazy. But like, I was just mad. I was looking for that little nigga, and I was looking for some revenge. But anyway, that's not even my real read this week. I want to talk about this other bitter ass white bitch by the name of Joanna Jozwik. Do you know who that is?
I sure don't.
She's a Polish runner. She was just at the Olympics. She competed in the women's 800-meter finals, and she lost to three black women.
Sucks to be you.
South Africa's Caster Semenya took first place. Burundi, I hope I didn't mispronounce that. Second place winner was Francine Niyonsaba. And bronze medalist Margaret Wambui came in for Kenya. All ahead of white Canadian Melissa Bishop, who came in fourth. And then finally, this loser-ass bitch, Joanna, came in fifth. So normally, we wouldn't be talking about her because who cares about a bitch who came in fifth? But she said she was very proud of herself and felt like she won the silver medal because the three athletes who were on the podium raised a lot of controversy. It's a little strange that the authorities don't do anything about these girls because they have high testosterone levels, and that's why they look the way they look, and they run the way they run, and it hurts, and it's sad, and I think Melissa should be the gold medalist, and I'm glad I'm the first European and the second white person who...
Wow.
Dead ass!
Wow. Like,
and it's just, you know, when I first read it, I thought, you know, first of all, Gucci Mane, these sour apple bitter bitches, like, we not fucking with you. But it reminded me of all the hater ass white girls who get mad when Serena Williams beats they asses, or really anytime black girls just come through and knock the dog shit out of somebody. How the white girls who lose be crying about all the advantages they have, and like, oh well, so just none of the black girls should have even been considered in the fucking race. Why? Because they all better than y'all. Talking about, oh well, Melissa improved her own personal best time and she still only came in fourth. How is that like, oh well, we should just take the black girls out the race because they
she should just be second because she had a got
she
an A for
effort. She improved her personal best and she still couldn't beat the third place back black girl.
So you're just not as good as them, girl.
So maybe you just aren't as good. Hello, white people. It is not some genetic advantage that black people have over you. It is, I mean, because in any other situation, y'all are convinced that we're inferior. I don't understand how we can be so stupid and dumb and lazy and have nothing. And you just basically saved us all from Africa, right? Like, you just basically just rescued us all from our horrible black ass lives. And you guys just know so much better. I don't get how we can be so inferior in every other way. But then when it comes to sporting events, all of a sudden we must be superhuman and just completely out of this world and not even really human bodies because that's why they look like that. And that's why they run so fast and all this other shit. Now, there has been like some controversy about Caster Semenya because I think she has a disorder called hyperandrogenism. So she does, I think, something about her hormones produces excess testosterone or something like that. But the Olympic Committee ruled like a long time ago that none of that really matters, and she still gets to compete because she is who she is. And then the other two girls, the silver and the bronze medalists, don't have it at all. So really, you're blaming this disorder on all three when the fact remains that even if you took Caster Semenya out,
you still lost.
And it's like Abby, who couldn't get into the University of Texas and went all the way to the Supreme Court crying about it. Like, bitch, you just aren't
You didn't
good
make
enough.
The cut. Just
like, so the thing is, girl, we've got a cutoff. We've got a first, second, and third place. We ended right there. And you
just didn't make it.
You just did not get into, not even the bronze. You weren't even the first one to not get a medal. You lost.
You weren't even the first one to lose.
And even if the gold medal winner was tossed out, you still wouldn't have a medal.
Because you were fifth, bitch.
So maybe you just need to accept the fact.
So why aren't you mad at the fourth, bitch? Like,
because she was white, see? So that means she was human, and that means her race was real.
But the three black bitches
are, like, not even human beings, you see? And that's why they shouldn't even be in the same race as the rest of us, because their legs aren't just...
But if there was an all-black girl race, it'd be... Why can't we race in that shit?
It might as well be an all-black girl race, because all you bitches do is lose to us. I ain't bad. I don't feel bad for your fucking sad-ass, fragile-ass white feelings.
Why
does
no one ever tell
bitch?
Them what a sore loser is?
You know, maybe in Poland things are different. I don't know how many black people they have over there.
They do that shit here, too.
I'm right. That's true. America is no stranger to it. But for her to get on, like... For her to just be so blatant, be like, I'm actually quite proud that I'm the first European who placed and the second white overall, so I'll just rename this the white-only games.
You see that, like, some foreign
I'm a
white
silver medalists
are way more, like, blatant with their shit.
You know?
Because they don't have...
Straight like that. I'm not dressing it up.
Don't care.
White power. I came in fifth, but if you take out all the monkey bitches, I'm really second.
White power!
So, go me! Congratulations on winning the silver in the KKK games, girl. We're all so proud of you. What?
Great
Fuck
job.
You, bitch. This is just another example of white people being mad because they just aren't as good as us.
They would have lost the three white girls. She would have said nothing.
Had the first four bitches been white, this bitch would have never said nothing. It's fine for them to lose to other white girls.
My God.
That you just got to build a bridge and get over. But so you and another white woman lost to three black bitches? Oh, no. We can't have that.
To the homegirl who was closer to getting the
third. Too. So, you know, they were irate. Oh, they were pissed. Oh, they were so mad. And these three African queens are up here like, well, the anger flows, but bitch.
Because they know they can't even say go back to Africa. We will with our medals.
We sure will, girl.
We're gonna.
Actually flying first class right back to South Africa right now.
We're gonna.
With a bad bitch on my arm and gold medals around my neck, bitch.
Have a great time going back home with that breeze kissing your goddamn chest, bitch.
Have fun going home with the exact same shit you brought here with you, old losing ass bitch.
Too bad.
Oh, ain't got no medals having ass bitch. Girl. Subpar ass bitch.
People, they really be that mad at black people doing well.
Yes. And straight up said, well, at least I'm the second white. Well,
the second.
Unfortunately, there will be no official annotation in the Olympic record books for Joanna Joswick's second white.
Yeah. The Olympics, like, we actually don't have anything to give you for that.
I mean, technically, girl, we don't even write down who came in after fourth. It's just, all of you are the same.
It's not.
So, just the same.
After third, it's just kind of you lost.
And then these three black women up here with their flags, like, well.
This is us.
Dominance once more. Yes. 800 meters, that's all us. Me and my sisters. Amen. Fuck that bitch.
How mad?
I'm done.
Don't, like, you have to at some point come in. Like, is no one, like, too proud to be publicly as pissed
right?
as someone else? I would just be too, like, my pride just don't work like that.
Right. It won't. Me and all the other mad ass white bitches would went in one person's room that night with some Doritos and some tequila.
Look, and we and some Talenti.
And we would have talked about them
cash
black bitches.
Shit. But I'm not telling nobody.
I'm
else.
Not giving no interviews. I'm not talking to Matt Lauer. I'm not talking to fucking BBC. None of that shit. I'm not even whispering no shit about them black bitches. You have to do this shit in the safety of your own space.
Don't be going around spreading your dumb shit like this. We knew you was mad, but for you to open your mouth and just confirm it like that.
Now you just look mad and dumb.
Sour apple bitter bitches. Like, they are literally everywhere. You is no explanation for that other than pure ass mad. You just mad.
Literally that.
That's just it. It's so pissed.
That. It's nothing else besides you being pissed.
Oh, well. And I hope you go again. I do. I hope you go to the Olympics again another 4 years just to lose to another three black women. I truly hope.
And
you
I
do.
Feel like it's going to happen because at this point,
we'll just rejoice.
The great thing about these Olympics is that I can't even imagine how many young black girls are like going, getting into some kind of sport, yes, or something. Like, I want to do that too. So these next, okay, 4 years, it's going to be looking bleak, girl. You
apparently
better take
Houston
some testosterone.
The breeding ground for black gymnasts and all these, I mean, Allyson Felix and the rest of the women's track and field team out here. Like, just, I feel like it's so many black girls, right, seeing other black women win and being,
what is
like,
it called?
I could do that.
Hyperandrogyny?
Hyperandrogenism, I think.
You need to call homegirl and ask her, is it contagious?
Can you give me a vial of your blood?
Just spit in like a cup or something and just, because I mean.
That whole, I don't even want to have that whole debate about all that because I don't know enough about science to get into all that. But even if you took Castor out,
you would still have lost.
If anybody should complain, it would be the people coming in silver or bronze, but they understand when they just got beat, unlike you. You can't seem to get it.
I want a statement from homegirl who came in fourth. Like, because she must
be.
Oh, the
Canadian? She probably like, bitch, leave my name out of this.
She's looking back like, bitch. Like, girl, bitch.
What, the fifth place bitch got something to say? Bitch,
are you kidding, bitch?
Don't come.
I was this close from actually being up there, girl, and I'm quiet. Shut your ass up.
Stop crying.
Loser. Loser.
Just mad. Cannot accept the fact that you are just not good enough, girl.
Not even that you're just not good enough, but that you lost to some Negroes.
You lost that race.
Because if you lost to some white Polish bitches, you would have been like, this just fired my will to train harder and come back again and take home the gold. Mm-hmm. But some Negroes beat you?
I mean,
oh,
you
no.
might be the best bitch in Poland. You might be. You might be the baddest running bitch in Poland, but we're not in Poland no more, girl. This is the world.
That's
games.
Not what that was. That's for
and
everybody.
If you wanted to just compete at home, that should have been what the fuck you did. But you came here and these black girls showed you what the fuck time it was.
And I mean, girl, you came in five.
Fifth!
In the world.
Fifth! You're not even. Anyway, fuck her. Fuck Joanna Joss.
That's hilarious.
Go
I actually
home
think
and
that
be
story
sad,
is super
bitch.
Funny.
Yeah, I actually can't wait to hear more about, because I feel like she's not done talking about how hurt she is.
I'm going to put her on my Google alert. Because this is hilarious.
As soon as I saw the story, I said, look at these entitled ass white
what
bitches.
A dumbass.
You really thought you. Like, you feel like you should have won.
Yes.
She
told herself that and was like, yes, absolutely, this makes sense.
So probably when they was lining up, she was like, okay, I'm just trying to be first or second white. Forget these colored bitches. They're not in this.
I know.
It's between me and Sarah.
I have to at least be the first or second white.
Trash. So, okay. Yeah, that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. And check out our website, thisistheread.com. Kefir, you have any news this week?
I don't really have news, but thanks to everyone who came out to the white party on Sunday. That was fun. We have almost 700 players on the Agents of Shade community
now. Wow, popping.
Which is really cool. So you can still join. You just go to communities on your PlayStation 4, search for Agents of Shade, and we'll add you. I'm thinking about making it public sometime soon because I don't ever always get to go and update it, the requests and stuff, every single day. But. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's cute to recruit and have the requests and make it like a little private organization.
I'm into it.
Anyway, you can go there and meet people who should be woke if they listen to this shit and are at least trying. Because if you ain't either, I don't know what the fuck you're doing here.
Can they play together even when you're not playing?
Yeah. You can go there. You can start party sessions together and play games together. You can share screenshots of games you're playing, talk to people, make friends, add friends, all that stuff. It's just places for us to get to know one another in the gaming world and stuff. So there's that. And
I'm going to get one when I get a PS4 when I move.
You aren't. But
I am. When I move, I'm getting me a PS4 for my new apartment.
That's just a really expensive dust holder for you.
You could play DVDs on it, right?
DVD and Blu-ray, but then you could just buy a Blu-ray player for like $50.
Blu-ray, is that cheap?
Blu-ray player isn't that expensive.
So old. Oh, I'm old. I remember when Blu-ray was like so classy.
Yes, I do as
but
well.
I don't even have DVDs. I rent everything on fucking Netflix or iTunes or... God, the world
then
has changed.
Then what the hell are you going to buy?
So I can play the games with y'all.
Cool.
I'm saying. You gotta let me have it.
I had a further thought. I don't really remember anymore. But yeah, everybody go with God and be blessed. And Bow Wow ain't been popping since the Thea theme song.
You just had to sneak it in, didn't you?
What a loser.
I'm trying to think if I have any news this week, but I don't think I do. Let me see. Nope, I guess not. I feel like maybe I was supposed to say something, but I didn't write it down, so fuck it. Do we have an acronym this week, or are we getting out of here?
The acronym for this week is going to be... It was disrespectful. I'm just going to leave. Yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay.